Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Doing very well, thank you.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Sure. My name is Mike Bonfigli. I'm the co-founder of CardCruncher.com.
Okay. And what is CardCruncher?
So we've built the only credit card recommendation engine that uses your real spending to find your best credit card.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I remember this pitch
from
the Collision app.
Yeah.
So how does this work? What do I have to do for you to have the information?
Sure. It's very simple. I mean, if you know how to log into your bank account portal, it's the same way. Going through our site, you sign in, and in 15 to 20 seconds, we return a rank ordered list of your top earning rewards credit cards. And it's as simple as that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So, All right. So I imagine you're looking at types of purchases, amounts of purchases, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so typically, and again, right now we're primarily in the United States market, and the credit cards that
return for us.
Yeah. Awesome. So the credit cards that return rewards, they look at different categories, whether it's groceries, gas. What our system does, it takes all the transactions, anywhere between 3 months to 2 years of transaction data. It categorizes everything, and it matches up those spending amounts to every credit card rewards program on the market.
Wow.
And in that way, we're able to put an assigned cash value for every card, whether it's points, miles, it's all standardized in cash. And I guess I can't really say cash is king because we're dealing in credit cards, but in terms of the rewards, it is.
fair enough.
Yeah.
Cash is what you use to pay the credit cards back down, so it's fine.
Exactly.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so if on my either current card, my debit card, my whatever, I currently am spending a lot at gas stations, right? Like our corporate card maybe is gas stations and hotels.
Okay, yep.
Because right now, it makes sense, right? So you would then look at all of those purchases and the amount spent at each, look at all of the credit cards that are in your system,
compile,
find which ones would return the most rewards for the amount that we're currently spending, and say, this is the one that you're, with your past spending, this is the one you're going to earn the most.
Yeah, so it's using the historical information to forward project. And we also offer options to manipulate that after the fact.
Okay.
Maybe you were spending more on conferences recently and hotels and gas, but maybe that's going to change in the future. But our system allows the ability to kind of adjust as needed.
To say, yes, this past 3 months, this
have
last
been crazy.
Couple, this last couple of weeks is abnormal.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Right.
But my usual spending will continue in the next month.
Right.
Okay.
And a lot of times you mentioned gas and a lot of times people think they're spending more in certain areas. That's a major problem, too. So what our service also does, it helps you understand your own spending.
Okay.
So every time you connect, or when you do connect, you actually can see how your spending breakdown looks for each of the categories that we kind of surface that relate to the credit card rewards program. So not only do you find your credit card, but you also better understand your own spending profile. And it's just a cool way to kind of see, hey, I actually spend a lot more here than I thought I did.
Sure.
And this is why that credit card makes sense for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a feature that is fantastic. I actually have a bank account that does exactly that and breaks it down very categorically. And you can look and go, my subscription spending, way too high.
but I bet it doesn't tell you another credit card at a different bank that is good for you.
Correct. Yeah. It will definitely not recommend ways to get some of that money back through rewards.
Yep,
so that's a really cool capability. Yeah. How did you come up with this idea?
Yeah,
sure. So my co-founder, Kevin, he actually comes from a credit card recommendation site, the leading one in the U.S., NerdWallet. It was actually a couple years ago, I was asking him for recommendations, and he couldn't give me a response. The answer was, well, it depends.
Yeah.
So
It does.
Yeah. It's based on your own spending, right?
Sure.
So when he couldn't really answer what I did, I kind of went in and wanted to find out if I should be getting a couple of cards I was interested in.
Okay.
So I created this Excel spreadsheet. I backed out my data actually out of PDFs. I went to PDF statements and looked at spending breakdowns that it gave in this printout report, entered it into Excel. Whatever, 2 hours later, I had that. I entered in the rewards program amounts, and good in Excel, so it was pretty fast for me. But 3 hours later, I have this effective return I had on my existing cards. And it was only like 1.3%. They would say, oh, wow, you get all these good rewards on gas and dining. But it wasn't until after I realized I'm not actually spending in these areas as much as I thought I was.
Which might be the reason why they put their rewards in those categories.
Yeah, to an extent. But in the end, the banks use these cards as a way to get people involved. Mm-hmm. And as a first-time customer, it's kind of a link into other personal finance products, which eventually means loans. It could be home loans, auto loans, whatever else that the bank sells.
Yeah.
They want you as a customer, and credit cards are the starting point.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. And, like, credit cards are, like, a really big deal. You don't want to get just anything and, you know, ruin your credit potentially, or, you know, not get the deals you want. Or
yeah, you can make a big mistake.
You could. Very well.
Yeah, and there are two sides. I mean, one side is qualification. There are sites out there that are trying to help answer that. Do I qualify for these cards? And they give you a list. We do that, but also, our real focus is how much value do these cards earn for me?
Right.
And that's just touching on a different area that isn't being addressed today.
That's really cool. So you're an alpha. See a red band?
Yeah.
I see a red band, but I also see a giant red sign over there, which makes it way easier. So how far along is this project?
So we launched our beta product last year, around mid-year. And we're saying next week, but likely in 2 weeks, are launching the full product, cardcountry.com, with all the features that include multiple card combinations. So not only just your best card, but we'll show you your two best cards combined together, earning you the most rewards.
Okay.
Filtering for multiple year value. Lots of times credit card rewards give you kind of a waived first year fee or an upfront bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But their long-term value is really what matters, and we show you that. And other great features as well. So 2 weeks. Everything will be launched, but
which is exciting.
Saying next week is always unsafe. After
exactly.
Because you're like,
we'll give it a little buffer.
No. I'm actually gonna sleep until Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like if I had all week to work and I wasn't at Collision, then maybe would have been able to move a little faster. So say 2 weeks.
But yeah, that's not how Collision works.
Yeah,
but you probably got a lot out of Collision, right?
Yeah, Collision was great.
What were your goals?
Goals, really, we wanted to meet prospective partners. That was a major thing for us.
Okay.
So while we do have our consumer site, cardcountry.com, we also have a partner tool where we actually license our software to personal finance sites. So you can think like the Nerd Wallets of the world and eventually to banks. But, you know, that's down the road. We're just an alpha.
We'll get there.
And meeting the people that maybe could lead us to the path where we'll eventually get to that point.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And has it been a success?
Yeah. Speaking to investors, you have the investor meetings, which are great. People that we didn't even know were here stopped by our booth today.
It's awesome.
And it was just an eye-opening experience. There are tons of great speakers. Just a really great overall event.
You can definitely be surprised by the people who show up at Collision.
Yeah.
We definitely have been.
Yeah.
Over the years, we're like, oh, wait, you're here? Interesting.
Uh-huh.
That's a big get. Good job.
Yeah.
And how many have we talked to in the last 3 days?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That have said, oh, good. Somebody came by that we weren't expecting.
Yeah.
So that's always a good thing. So it's been a success for you.
Absolutely, yeah.
Excellent. So what does the future look like?
So we're really looking to scale up. We have a product. It's developed. It's there. So, again, I mentioned partnerships, but also on our consumer side, we really just want to drive attention to the site and really get the word out that there's a better option. You don't have to read through all these articles. There's a better way.
Yeah, because reading, you've got to understand the thing.
Uh-huh. Fully.
That's the first step.
Yeah. Right. And if you don't understand all of the complexities of credit cards, reading it's not going to help you at all. It's not going to get you any closer.
Yeah, and then there's your own spending too. So that's the second part.
Right.
And then understanding your spending.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and being able to take the thing that you read that you didn't understand and try apply and apply it to your spending.
The spending.
I'll offload that to you.
Yeah.
So obviously, I'm going to want to be able to use this in the future. And when I do, I want you to be there. So how do you keep your lights on? What's your revenue model?
Sure. So it's two parts. First, on the consumer side, and cardcruncher.com, it's an affiliate model.
Okay.
So the banks will actually pay back referral commissions every time we send a user to apply for a credit card.
Sure.
And this is great for the consumer because it means our service is completely free for them. And
bonus.
You can come through and use it anytime, and we just get paid in the background.
Okay. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. And then the other side is the license tool. So this is for the partners that we share our software on their own domain. They actually have a revenue share model with us. So when they make money, part of that comes back through.
Sure. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. And so obviously, an affiliate model is not an uncommon setup. And, it's a successful model. And so it makes sense that you would go that way. Now, you're not going to adjust. You'll never adjust things based on cards that are paying better, right?
No. So that's the thing. Especially on the cardcruncher.com, the whole value of the tool is to give this unbiased approach to how consumers earn or spend and then subsequently earn on their credit cards. And our site, we've kind of created these pillars, and one of them is, building transparency and trust.
Okay.
And in doing that, or to do that, we actually have every single category of spend and matched up and displayed and how it matches up with the credit card. So we actually show you how the calculations are being done in the background.
Oh, great.
So there's no question about, hey, I'm not certain about this one.
Yeah.
It's right there for
this
you.
It's phony math.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So if people want to find out more about what you're working on and try out the tool, how can they do that?
Best way to do that is just go on to cardcruncher.com. We're live today. It's beta version, but in 2 weeks we'll get the full launch. But still, cardcruncher.com, check it out.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to come talk to us today.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, thank you.
And
you
I
so
hope
much.
You've had a successful event.
I did. Thank you.
All right.